Daily protests over the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis have spread across North Carolina. While the message of these demonstrations is slightly different in each city, there has been a broad call for overhauling the way police officers do their jobs. In Durham, a new conversation about police reform could start today. At protests like this one in downtown Durham, the anguish over Floyd's death under the knee of a Minneapolis policeman is still visceral.
And it doesn't make sense. They should give us our justice, because we're not going out there killing them. They're going out here killing us. Yes. And that's not fair at all. Yes.
The calls for justice in Floyd's case during these demonstrations often lead to demands for change in policing.
So what does change look like?
Anthony Cherry held a cardboard sign at this rally with names of African Americans killed in police custody scrawled in black Sharpie, surrounding the words, "Am I next?"
Change looks like cops are held, in my opinion, they should be held to a higher standard, a higher level of accountability. We give them guns, we give them an extreme amount of authority, but when they violate that authority, when they violate that privilege, they're not held accountable for it, but we are.
The Durham Police Department did not respond to our request for an interview with Chief of Police C.J. Davis, but on ABC's Good Morning America this week, Davis said years of systemic racism in law enforcement makes protesters' demands legitimate.
I believe that we need to have sweeping changes in police reform where we are supported with legislation and that agencies are held accountable for accreditation to ensure that everybody, every agency, large and small, have the best practices in place, or we're going to continue to see these. We don't want to see this anymore.
Protesters' demands are not limited to police reform. In Raleigh, some called for the firing or resignation of Police Chief Cassandra Deck Brown, while also advocating for universal health care. In Fayetteville, an advocacy group renewed demands for a police oversight board while calling for better protection against COVID-19 for inmates in state prisons. And back in Durham, some suggested redirecting funds in the city budget from the police department to schools and other social services. At another demonstration earlier this week, a line of protesters stood across the Durham freeway while police rerouted traffic. They demanded a meeting with Chief Davis and Durham County Sheriff Clarence Burkhead, both of whom are black, to talk about policing in African American neighborhoods. Both law enforcement leaders agreed, and protesters cleared the freeway. Sheriff Burkhead is preparing to have that meeting later today.
This is about when you do something against another human being, when you take the life of another human being, and it is proven that you took that life in a manner that constitutes murder or manslaughter, you are held accountable.
Burkhead acknowledges protesters' cries for police accountability, but he also says George Floyd's death is inextricably tied to disparities in socioeconomic status, housing inequities, and unequal access to resources, what he described as a system of oppression that has been in place for hundreds of years.
If we can begin the conversation and develop a framework about how we accomplish that and how we lessen the dependency on law enforcement, I would consider that a success.
Sign his name!
George Floyd!
Sign his name!
George Floyd!
Sign his name!
Protesters like Anthony Cherry hope these conversations can result in policy. And he says the fact that it's a diverse group of people that's been demonstrating after Floyd was killed is a sign of a turning point.
I've been doing protests forever. Never seen this many white people come out. And that's so encouraging. And they're like, oh my God, I didn't get it. I see it on my Facebook, and now they're coming out and it's all over the place. And so rest in peace, George Floyd, but your death is not in vain.
This afternoon's police community relations meeting in Durham is scheduled to happen a few hours before a seventh straight night of protests across the state. Will Michaels, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.